Spotlight, Cindy Zook Finding a Way. Cindy Zook is a strong woman, a courageous and inspiring woman. Whatever life tosses in her direction, she will find a way through it. Perhaps a new and different way, but she'll find a way to do whatever she has done in the past. For example, glare during the day is a huge issue with Cindy's eye condition. She didn't stop gardening. She carried a floor lamp into her yard before dawn or after sunset to enable her to tend to her beloved flowers. Did her neighbors wonder what she was doing at 4:30 in the morning, dragging a floor lamp around her yard? Maybe. But she had found a way. Her way. She has recently upgraded to a headlamp, and the floor lamp is back in its home in the garage. Kaiser Permanente referred Cindy to EBC in September 2011 when it was determined that she was legally blind. In 2009, she was diagnosed with uveitis in her left eye, and then 6 months later, she developed glaucoma in her right eye. Cindy had surgery in 2013 on her right eye, and she is slowly regaining a bit of vision in that eye. She's been simultaneously dealing with other health issues, but again, with her determination, she seems to be resolving those issues as well. Cindy doesn't know what she would have done without that referral to the Earl Baum Center. Once she visited the center and started classes, she found direction and a way to begin living as, suddenly, a person with low vision. Cindy is a regular at EBC. She started with the Introduction to Vision Loss class with Denise, the Living with Vision Loss group class with Susan, the 24-week Independent Living Skills class with Denise, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, depending on her health, she has attended the exercise group. She started learning Braille with Denise, and that is the current mountain Cindy has started to climb. Laura has been Cindy's mobility instructor and has helped her navigate her neighborhood and travel to local stores and restaurants. A few months ago, Cindy launched into computer technology with Jeff and started working with Patricia to refine and adjust magnifiers to best serve her vision requirements. In the last couple of months, Kathy M. has taken over the computer training from Jeff and has been introducing Cindy to C-Desk and lots of bells and whistles to make the computer an amazingly useful tool. Cindy worked for IBM in San Francisco for 33 years and read avidly on those bus rides every day. She discovered books on tape and is fast and furiously digesting those. She raised a son who is taking her to her 45th high school reunion in Healdsburg in a few weeks. Cindy loves music and will probably come to Earlfest this year since it doesn't conflict with the Russian River Blues Festival that she has attended for years. She recently discovered described plays, attended The Lion King at the Orpheum Theater, and is keeping track of future offerings. Cindy is a shopper and has a wide group of close friends who share her passion. The good news is that she sold her BMW 900 a few years ago. For her entire life, Cindy Zook has been an active, contributing member of her community. Without the Earl Baum Center, her vision issues could have changed her life dramatically. Her advice to anyone experiencing low vision? Go there right away. It's the best thing you can do.